This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And I'll conclude this ayah. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. If they strive against you, the parents, they strive against you, in order for you to now leave the religion and commit shirk. فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Do not obey them this. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But at the same time, you need to be good to your parents with regards to other than the religion, in the matters of the dunya. This is a kafir, my brothers and sisters. Your parents now are disbelievers. And you're still being told to be good and dutiful to them. Only in the matters of them telling you now to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. And here you can't obey them. لَا طَاعَةٍ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْسِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. No obedience to the creation, if it means disobedience to the Creator. Even if he's a Muslim and he told you to do something haram, if my dad said to me, Muhammad, go to the bank and take some riba, take loan. And I said to him, no, dad, I can't do that. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't stop riba, then you're going to proclaim a war. And he gets upset at me, and he keeps getting angry, and he's going crazy at me. I have to deal with him, dad. I'm sorry, I can't do this. For me to shout back at him is totally incorrect. Even if he's telling me to do something haram, I have to deal with it in a very nice, humble, quiet way. And then go around. And then when he calms down to maybe still try to be good to him, even if he cuts me and he walks out of my life, it is not permissible for me now to be bad to this person, to his father. The Messenger of Allah, what do you say? لا يدخل الجنة قاطعاً, right? يعني قاطع رحم. The one who cuts the relationship in his family, this person won't enter into a Jannah. Two wrongs don't make a right. If he cuts me, I have to be good to him. I still have to call him. Just because he was horrible to me doesn't make it right. Doesn't justify the fact that I be horrible to him as well. Even if he walked down my life from a very young age. And the early message I was talking about, sometimes a sister, she strips the guardianship of her father because he wasn't there from day one. That still doesn't allow you to go get married without his permission. You still have to call that person. My dad walked out of my life from a very early age. Islam says to me, سِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكْ وَأْتِ مَنْ حَرَمَكْ وَأْفَ عَمَنْ ظَلَمَكْ. Whoever cut the relationship, then you go and tie that relationship. Whoever oppressed you, forgive that person. Whoever stopped from, you know, from giving you something, go and give to that person. Be the bigger man, as they say. لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ قَاطِعٌ. The one who cuts the ring, he won't enter into a Jannah. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. So in this case also, even if that person is a kafir, you need to find ways to give that person da'wah. Even if they boot you out, maybe send gifts to the home. Don't ever cut the relationship with them. Except in a case now where they tell you to do something haram, you still have to be good, but at the same time, don't obey them in that point. Look how al-Islam, and this is from the beauties of al-Islam, you look at the kuffar, the way they treat their parents. Wallahi, it's absolutely something that the mind can't even imagine. He walks in whenever he wants, slams the door, gets in, leaves. It's as if the mother's not even in his life. It came in another narration, subhanAllah, and maybe we can ponder upon this as well. How the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded back to this person. Abdullah ibn Umar, Hadith Abdullah ibn Umar. Amr. Jaa rajul ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said to him, جِئْتُ أُبَايَعَكَ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. I came to give my oath of allegiance in al-Islam. وَتَرَكْتُ أَبَوَيْهِ وَهُمَا يَبْكِيَانِ. And I left my parents while they were crying. This man came to give an oath of allegiance. He came to see the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something azeem. But he said, I left my parents crying. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, irji' ilayhima. Irji' ilayhima fa'adhikuma kama abkaytuhuma. Go back to your parents and make them laugh just like you made them cry. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters, I don't know how we can go to sleep having upset our parents. What do you think, guys? Today we go, inshallah ta'ala, we do something for our parents. And if, you know, they've already passed away, we can maybe give some charity on their behalf. We're in the month of Ramadan as well. Or we can at least go and make dua for them in the last part of the night. At least make them laugh, you know, just gift them with something. When is the last time a brother's... The last time a brother and sister, we said a sincere thank you to our parents. They've done so much for us, but to go to them and just like really say thank you from our hearts. We know the famous hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a man came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, Man abarru, who shall I be good to? And he said to him three times, Ummuk, Ummuk, Ummuk. And then he said, Abuk. And I'm talking about my brothers and sisters. You know, a lot of us, we tend to get this hadith twisted and we think it's love. It means actually, who deserves my good treatment more than anybody else? And it's the mother and the mother and the mother. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.